Now and listen to God's holy word.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, "You, son of man, I have appointed watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell the wicked, 'O wicked one, you shall surely die,' and you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked shall die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. But if you warn the wicked, trying to turn him from his way, and he refuses to turn from his way, he shall die for his guilt, but you shall save yourself." The word of the Lord.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. If to shepherds, the flock he guides. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Oh, that today you would hear his voice, harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of where your fathers tempted me, they tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. The word of the Lord.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, you go tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you so that every fact may be established on a testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, go tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen, again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Today, the readings talk about community, how to deal with problems in the community, how to deal when there's conflict, you know, and we go one to another, we take some friends, and we bring it to the church. But it's interesting when Jesus says, and if they don't listen to the church, then treat them as you would a tax collector or a Gentile, which according to Jesus, what do we do with tax collectors and Gentiles? We love them. Isn't that amazing? So we got to sit there. Sometimes if people don't know the scriptures, they'll always take things out of context from what Jesus is saying. But it's so appropriate that today we'll come together after this Mass and we'll talk about the future of our community. Because community is what God calls us to. He doesn't call us just to buildings, because buildings are not that important, even though this is a beautiful building. But the Church of St. Joseph Church, Bread of Life Community, is a community. And from the very day I got here, the first thing I put on the door, the sign out there, remember we used to have two parts of the sign? The back of it was always what? Do you remember you saw the same thing every day you walked out of the church? What was it? Love one another. Because, again, if we're not a community of love, then we shouldn't exist, right? We need to be a community that loves each other, that gets involved with each other. Why? Because, again, if you listen to the second reading, again, most people don't, but if you do, hear what Paul says. He takes, owe nothing to anyone except that you love each other. Well, how about we follow the rules and we do all the commandments, and if they don't judge us, if they don't live the commandments, then we judge them because they're not worthy of our love. That ain't what it says. For the one who loves others or another has fulfilled the law. That means the law is all summed up in to love God and love others. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, you whatever other commandment there may be, whatever other commandment there may be, are all summed up in saying you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. And the reason this is because God is love. And part of being a community is the God of the universe who is community. The Father's always loved the Son's always loved their Father. Their love is so real, it's the Trinity. So a community has always existed. And what God wants on this earth is communities that represent Him, that reveal Him. So there's a couple things about that. That, first of all, when you belong to a community, especially this community, it's messy, correct? You get involved in other people's messes, especially your pastor's mess, correct? Excuse me, I get involved in your mess too. Anyway, we get involved in each other's messes. Because the God of the universe left heaven and got involved in our mess. He who knew no sin became sin on the cross to redeem us. And so this isn't a private thing. So that's why you just don't go to whatever mass happens to fit your schedule this week. Oh, I like this one. It doesn't. We belong to a community. And the community comes together because it's never just about me and Jesus. We don't just come together once a week at this church just so we can receive our vitamin pill that brings me everlasting life. And then I can go do it. I can receive my vitamin pill here, the cathedral, down the road, wherever. The only thing that matters to me for some people is I receive my eternal vitamin pill and nothing else matters. But that's not what God calls us to. He's calling us to love one another, to get involved in each other's messes, to be there for each other, to support one another, to encourage one another, to build each other up, to when we need to challenge one another, we challenge one another. If there's conflict, to bring healing to the conflict. We don't do this as individuals. There's no such thing as a lone ranger in Christianity. It's always us. And so, if the God of the universe will get involved in our messiness of life, then we get involved in each other's lives. And then the God of the universe tells us that this is what he wants of us, that we love each other. We're there for each other. We come together as a family to worship him. That's why it's important that we exist, not to keep a building going, but a community that loves. And for the most part, I think our community is a community it loves. And when Jesus taught us, he says, all people will know that you belong to me or you're a disciple because you love one another. So this is the call from God. So first of all, let's each of us examine our lives and consciences. Do I really belong to this community? Do I give all that I can? Do I care about the people around me? Or am I just here to do my thing and then leave? It doesn't matter what church I go to, as long as I get my time in and I get my Jesus. Or am I a person that gets involved with the messiness of the people around me, and they get involved in my messiness, and that I'm known, not just because I obey the commandments, not just because I receive communion, but because I am in a community that loves one another. That's what we're about. And that's what today that we come, and Sam and Jess come in part, and they, of all communities, they want to join this one. Please. What? Because we have something that's for inviting for all people. And so we got to make sure that always this is who we are. This is what we're about. We are a community that when people come and become part of us, they say, you know what that community is? They are a people that truly love one another. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Okie dokie. Now, that was only 6 minutes and 28 seconds, you know, because we have all this stuff to do at this Mass. So you're not bored already, are you? Say no, Father. No, exactly. So, we're going to do this, so Samuel and Jess, come on over. You're going to stand right here, or whatever. Can you do it, Sam? I know you can. Do you have sponsors? Well, bring them over, too. Sponsors, come on over, too. Confirm me. It's all the same thing. Sponsors, come on over. Up here with them. Just one. That's fine. Here we go. So, what you two are going to first do is I'm going to receive you in the church. So even though you're both baptized Catholic, that was it. Then you left and went and joined other churches, correct? So now we're going to bring you back home. So all you have to do is you're going to have to both say this individually, and that's, we'll go from there. So you're going to say right there, you can go first there, Jess, I believe.
Teaches and proclaims to be revealed by God.
Okay, Samuel, you're going to do the same thing. I believe and profess.
I believe and profess all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God.
And so now, Sam and Jess, the Lord receives you into the Catholic Church. His loving kindness has led you here so that in the unity of the Holy Spirit you may have full communion with us in the faith that you have professed in the presence of this family. And I shake your hand. Shake your hand. Isn't that nice? Good. So come on over here. You feel all welcome now. It's like, ah. Now, We're all going to stand and we're going to renounce Satan and profess our faith with these two newly brought into the church, and to renew us that what makes us one is our love, but also our faith. So I ask everybody here, do you reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who today through the sacrament of confirmation is given to you in a special way, just as he was given to the apostles in the day of Pentecost? I do. Do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? I do. This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So all of you can be seated. You stay right here. You stay right there. So now we're going to do the confirmation. So, dearly beloved, let us pray to God the Almighty Father for these two adopted sons and daughters already born again to eternal life in baptism, that he will graciously pour out the Holy Spirit upon them to confirm them with his abundant gifts, and through his anointing conform them more fully to Christ, the Son of God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you brought these two servants to new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, freeing them from sin. Send upon them now, O Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Give them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and fortitude, the spirit of knowledge and piety. Fill them with the spirit of fear of the Lord. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so now you're going to get behind them and put your hands on both of them as I confirm them. We're going to start with you, Lydia. I'll make sure I do this right. Lydia, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Say amen.
Amen.
Peace be with you. And also with you. Peter, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you. With your spirit. There you go. Now I got messy hands. I don't know. Okay, now you can go back over there. So now you can go back to your seat, because now we're going to do their renewal of the vows. I'm sorry, back over there. Da-da-da. So, Sam and I'm going to call you Lydia now. That's Jess and Sam. Have you come here to enter in this marriage without coercion, freely and wholeheartedly? Say, I have. Are you prepared as you follow the path of marriage, which you two have done for so many years, to love in each other as long as you both shall live? Say, I am. Are you prepared to accept more children lovingly from God, to bring them up according to the law of Christ and his church? Say, I am. 10 named Larry, 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 Larry. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. You guys are going to love this. And so, since it is your intention to enter in this covenant of holy matrimony, join your hands, or just, you're fine just the way you are, and declare your consent before Almighty God and before his church. Sam, do you again take Jess for your lawful wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do you part? Say, I am.
I am.
Jess, do you take Sam for your lawful husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do you part? You see, I added that. Ooh, strong thing there. Say, I am. I do. There you go. May the Lord in his kindness strengthen the consent you have declared before God and his church, and graciously bring the fulfillment of his blessing with you. What God has joined, let no one put asunder. May the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God who joined together our first parents in paradise, strengthen and bless in Christ the consent you have declared before God and his church, so what God now joins together, no one may put asunder. Amen. So let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's give it up for the newest members of our faith. You two can kiss each other if you want because you're married. Oh, how nice. Okay, and go back. Good job. Now let us stand and give to God these, our needs and our petitions. We pray, as always, for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men, that they would always and only do God's holy will. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for all.